Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Everybody calling for May to get in there, trying to, you know, pick apart, you know, Jacoby, find all the clips where they think somebody's running open and all that. Yeah, I'm sure Jacoby missed some throws. I'm sure he's scrambling, you know, he probably shouldn't have on some of that. But that's what happens when ain't nobody blocking up front. You don't trust it. You don't trust it. Your eyes be in the wrong place every now and then. Y'all think you're going to throw a rookie out there, he's just going to go out there, shred it up, and handle business? I don't think so. You know, your best offensive lineman, David Andrews, got hurt like the first quarter, second quarter of the game. So that's tough. You know, your backup center, playing with a lot of backups on, you know, up front, man. Like, I don't see why anybody's trying to say Drake May needs to go out there and play. It's just, it's too much going on.
That was James White with a familiar refrain I think we're hearing from a lot of the don't play May people, and that is you can't put him out there. It's going to hurt his development. He's not an offense put around him that can protect him. There is not wide receivers that can get open. He's going to be holding the ball. He's going to be getting sacked. It's going to be the same thing you're seeing with Jacoby Brissett. And I even add this. As much as I think Drake may be a better athlete and maybe a little more mobile than Jacoby Brissett is, he doesn't have those same kind of instincts. He doesn't know the same, and I know we disagree on this, but when the pass rush is bearing down on him, he doesn't have those same kind of instincts because he hasn't been sacked in the NFL a million times like Jacoby Brissett has. He's been sacked a few times. He got sacked by the Jets. That guy, Wilshere, or Sherwood, or whatever that guy was
named, rock bottom,
came in there and crushed him, yeah. And that is a learning experience, and these are all learning experiences that you have to sort of go through. But Brissett's been through all that. He has his internal clock, I'll take over Drake Mays. His ability to sense pressure on the blind side, I'll take over Drake Mays. And that's about it. I mean, I don't think I'd take too much else that Jacoby Brissett does at the quarterback position over what Drake May can do or what we think he can do. But those are two things that I look at and think, yeah, you know, all right, I'm willing to listen to this point here, because Brissett, I think, has done a decent job of avoiding the rush. He's still getting hit a lot, but he knows when to move. He knows when it's coming. He has a good instinct for it, and he's trying his best out there, I think. I don't know necessarily that Drake May would be able to do that, but even still, this is what they're saying. I mean, this is the company line. You can't put him out there. This team is not good enough.
Yeah, and I struggle with it because these guys are professionals, and they've lived the life. Like, James White got redshirted essentially, his rookie year, if you remember. There was a while there where all those running backs kind of sat a year, and then you played the next year. And so he has seen this from the inside perspective, not as a quarterback, but as an NFL player and a guy that is involved in the offense, not, you know, not a defensive back or whatever. I kind of disagree with it. And I kind of, so today someone asked, and I don't know if you've, there's a school of thought out there that maybe Jacoby Brissett is seeing ghosts and starting to anticipate pressure and not keeping his eyes downfield and going through his progressions. But
I think you saw that in the San Francisco game.
Yeah,
I think you saw that a few times.
And that's where I disagree with you. He has more experience. You're right. He's experienced way more sacks and pressures and all these things than Drake May. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing at this point? That's my question. I don't know. I think he might be a little, and I also believe he's less athletic, so he has to, in his head, get out faster than Drake May does. Because I think Drake May can wait till the last second and trust his athleticism, his quickness, his feet. Whereas Jacoby Brissett, his own head coach, was the slowest black quarterback in the NFL, right?
Right.
So if he's going to get out, he probably has to get out a step too early, not a step too late. And we've seen some of those sacks where, or throwaways even, where like he's kind of, like he started to go, but now they got his leg and he's like trying to stumble and get rid of it. Maybe Drake May gets out of that because his feet are quicker and boom, he's gone. He's got the edge.
Yeah.
So I think you can argue in both directions on which guy would just in that.
Or Drake May starts seeing ghosts too.
Absolutely.
Like Sam Darnold did.
Or never sees the ghost and it's not a ghost. It's just a man who kills him. Right?
It's just
runs
the boulder in Indiana Jones rolling him over. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fake, right? That's a mirage. No, that's not a mirage. That's literally a boulder that's going to roll right over you right now.
Better duck.
But we'll never know. Like that is the only thing is the. A presumption, and you and I have talked about this, the presumption of negativity that everything will be negative. It's gonna, he's going to get hit. It's going to ruin his confidence. He's going to get hurt. Everything's negative. And then also the devaluation of, I had somebody respond to my poll when I gave you the results earlier.
Yes.
Why would you put him out there to, you know, to what end or something? Experience? Like, people just devalue experience, getting the process going. And I find it hard to, was the offensive line good last year?
No.
Right. It stinks.
It was better, but it's not good.
But it stinks this year, right?
Yes.
Is it going to be good next year?
I doubt it.
Right. So
I think you can repair an offensive line in an offseason. I think that that's possible.
Yeah, but there's a lot of bad offensive lines.
I don't think they're going to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's my point. So, okay, you're not going to play him this year. You're going to play him, or you're going to play him in December behind a bad offensive line. And then next year, there's no guarantee. I know I keep saying Will Campbell or the kid from Texas. Plenty of highly drafted offensive linemen either struggle early before they settle in or are busts.
Yeah, that happens.
So he could very well have to, I don't know.
Almost every starting left tackle in the league, though, is a top 15 pick.
Like, you if you want a top left tackle, you have to draft him high.
Yeah, that's the majority of it. Not
it's
all,
kind of like quarterbacks now.
Yeah.
If the receiver, because those are the things, right? Quarterback, tackle, receiver. The receiver is the one you can get somewhere else. Still, in modern football, get the receiver in the second round, the third round, whatever. But if you want a franchise quarterback, most of them go in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them go high in the first round. And if you want a franchise tackle, most of them go in the first round, and most of them go high in the first round. But even with a franchise tackle, Will Campbell, I like using that as my placeholder.
Yep.
Let's put him in there. The line may still stink. David Andrews may retire. Brian Hudson could be your starting center next year, for all I know. Like, your line, Laydon Robinson may not develop. Maybe Laydon Robinson looks like he next year like he does on those consecutive plays in San Francisco where he gets bull rushed on one and I was going to use a B word, but I won't. Slapped around on the other.
Yeah.
If he looks like that, like I don't know how good your line's going to be next year. He's going – every quarterback I've ever seen, and I'm trying to think here, at some point has played behind a bad offensive line. It's part of the job.
Mm.
So – maybe he learns sooner rather than later how to deal with it.
Brady ever behind a bad offensive line?
Yeah, I think there were some bad
lines. He's had some that were better than others. Ever bad?
I think he
feel like he had a pretty charmed offensive line career.
I think if Jacoby Brissett had been behind some of the lines Brady was, they would have looked bad, but Brady got rid of the ball quickly.
Fair.
I think they benefited like everybody else benefited from Brady's ability to get rid of the ball quickly, his accuracy, his head, the whole thing.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So the players are all circling the wagons. I mean, we can go. We have Stiz. Do you have the Scott Pioli quote from Edelman's Games with Names podcast? Everybody's circling the wagon. Everybody who's far more experienced in the NFL than us, who's been around the block as a player, who's been around the block as a GM. I don't even know if Stiz is in there when I was calling for him to.
There he is. So like head pops up.
Everybody who's been around football, and we're idiots, right? We're not experts. We've never been in the league, seems to agree you can't play Drake May. This was how Scott Pioli, former president of player personnel for the Patriots, comes to the idea of playing Drake May.
You better measure 100 times and cut once when you go to that point where he's going to go, because then if you're pulling him and then it becomes a mind screw.
Mind screw. So he's worried about a mind screw.
By Chris Angel.
And right. So again, what did Pioli assume? Negative.
Yeah.
No positive.
Nope.
How come no one says, what if he sets a new record for completion percentage in four straight games like Jaden Daniels? Why can't he do that?
I have been asking this question now for almost the entire time since the season started, since before the season started.
What if he just wins? Bo Nix, not playing great.
Nope.
Didn't Bo Nix just beat Aaron Rodgers?
Sure did.
Oh, interesting.
And he beat Baker Mayfield right before that.
So did the wheels fall off in Denver?
No.
Is it great? I'm not saying it's perfect or great, but he's learning.
That is a huge confidence boost to a kid like him, especially someone that a lot of people wrote off and thought, you know, he's the Mac Jones of this draft, basically, right? He's the last guy getting picked. He's not that good. He stayed in college forever. There's all these knocks on him and all these reasons to say, hey, you know, he's probably not going to give you all that much. And they put him out there because why not? You know, they don't have, that's the other thing, is there's not this idea of, well, he's so inexperienced. These other quarterbacks have all been in college forever, you know,
sure.
Like they, especially, and maybe not Williams so much, but the other two certainly have. They were in college for a long time. Penix is an older quarterback. And I think that sort of matters here when you talk about this. But even still, even with that, you're going to get the kid experience in the NFL or not. You drafted him.
You
got to own that draft pick.
If you want to find reasons to not play him, yes, they are there. The offensive line, his experience, whatever. But if you want to find reasons to play him, I think you can find those. Like, can I counter any of your arguments you say to not play him that you just brought up? Those are all legit.
Mm-hmm.
Can I counter with, I don't know, he looked okay in the preseason. He was the best quarterback on the roster.
Yep.
And you said you're competing. Isn't that an argument?
Yes.
Experience matters. And your football coach believes you get better at playing football by playing football, right?
Yes.
And
you said that a few times.
You're starting the process of becoming an experienced quarterback, because you can't get experience without experience. You're always going to make your first NFL start.
Unless you're watching on the sideline, according to Alex Van Pelt. That's how you really get the experience.
Do you, though? Oh, don't forget you get VR reps, too.
The VR reps. Yes, of
those
course. Right, yeah.
Which I mock
getting
those.
Getting sacked by a virtual reality lineman is really painful.
I don't know
painful.
If there's value in those or not. There's probably some value in those. I think there's more value in those than standing on the sideline.
I agree with that.
Right?
I'd agree with that.
With that little black earpiece in, just listening to a play, eating seeds or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a hyper-realistic video game.
Yeah.
There's something to be gained
from that. There's probably an in-between value there. It's not like being in the game.
It's like when you get Madden for the first time and you scroll through the ratings to see, like, oh, what did they give this guy? Like, who's this player? Oh, I didn't know this guy's rated so high or whatever. Like, you know, you go around the league, you learn something. That's kind of what the VR stuff is.
But I just think for every point about he's not ready, it's not time, there's a counterpoint that can be made. And everybody has dug in their heels.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Maybe not Jerod Mayo, though, as we mentioned earlier. Maybe he was in the play him, and then he goes, well, Andrews is out. How about we sit him all year?
How about that?
I don't want to break him, and we'll probably all lose our jobs if we break him this time.
Probably. And, yeah, you don't want to break anybody, especially after the Mac Jones debacle. You don't want to be the team that breaks quarterbacks.
You didn't break him until year two.
Exactly. That's a big, important point in all of this, but it does also lend the fact, you know, whenever you break him, whether it's year one, year two, or year three, or somewhere down the road, year four, I guess, by then, if you haven't broken him, then you're probably okay. But if it's any time in those first 3 years, it doesn't matter. Then no one's going to care about that. You're going to call the Patriots a place where you don't want to be drafted if you're a quarterback. You don't want to sign if you're a free agent. And if you get traded there, then you don't want to re-sign. You don't want to re-up with them because this place ruins quarterbacks because they don't have an infrastructure for one. And I think that that's a very real fear that they could have.
So,
you know, I think that could be, you get a reputation like that, like the Jets had for however long, you know, between Sanchez and all these guys that they cycled through, Geno Smith, they were a quarterback wasteland for about 15 years, you know, after Brett Favre, basically. It was Pennington and all those bums. And now finally they got a guy, but he's 40 years old and they're going to have to lose him and start over again. But the Jets, that's what I don't want the Patriots to become, what the Jets were all those years.
Well, you're not the Jets. We'll start with that.
Are you not?
You're not the Jets.
You're not far off.
Are you?
These last two seasons.
Did the Jets go to a Super Bowl in the 80s?
In the 80s, did they?
No.
No, okay.
Jets go to Super Bowl in the 90s?
They did not.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody thinks football started in 2001 around here.
Right.
The Jets went, I mean, the Patriots went to Super Bowls. They were, in the 70s, they were considered like the favorite. And then that, I don't really remember, like there was the phantom pass interference or roughing the passer.
Oh, the Raymond Berry or whatever.
They like broke the record for rushing yards. And like, they were a good football team. They had a lot of talent. The Jets have been a debacle for a long time. You're not the Jets. You're the Patriots, and you've been better than people give you credit for, even in the 80s and 90s at various points. So I don't really worry about that. But my other question is, do you treat these comments from a Pioli or from a Julian Edelman or from a James White, do you treat them as more valuable? Like, do you think they are
experts? I treat them as info they got from the team. That's what I treat it as. Like,
protecting the team.
Protecting the team sort of company line. This is my informed opinion on what they're going to do. I think they're getting it from someone inside the building. Yes.
Yeah. Because I just.
And so I value it to that extent. Yes.
So you almost value it less.
No, I don't. I mean,
well,
I think
it's kind of propaganda. If it's coming from inside the building,
well,
then
if it's just their opinion, then you value it as much as you value anybody's
opinion.
But that's
my question.
If it's information they're giving you through their opinion, if it's an informed opinion, which I think it is.
But I don't want it to be informed because then it's propaganda.
Okay.
Because then they're just defending
propaganda.
I don't know if you've heard this word. They're defending the plan.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. I'm just saying, if Devin McCourty goes on Sunday Night Football, and let's pretend he doesn't have inside info, and says, I wouldn't play Drake May, does that influence you? Does that make, like, Rob Gronkowski goes on, you can't put him out there, keep Jacoby Brissett out
no,
there.
It doesn't influence me to change
I look
my
at
mind
it
on it
with
no.
my own logic and my own information, right? Like,
well,
I don't.
Gronk would want to have Jacoby Brissett on.
Yes,
not
right.
Jacoby Brissett.
That's a cheap shot.
Well, if he could,
his words, not mine,
pronounce someone's name correctly, it would be a lot harder to
he
take
struggles.
These cheap shots.
We all do at times. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.